What about when we get to Shah's world? Belveda said. We'll give you some warm clothes. If you wrap up well, you'll be all right. No suit, no weapons.
And the rest of us? Asked Avijah. What are we supposed to do when we get to this place? Assuming they'll let you in, which I doubt.
I'm not sure yet, Horza said truthfully. Maybe you'll have to come with me. I'll have to see what I can do about the ship's fidelities. Possibly you'll all be able to stay on board. Perhaps you'll all have to hit dirt with me. However, there are some other changes there. People like myself, but not working for the Adirans. They should be able to look after you if I'm to be gone for any amount of time. Of course, he said, looking at Yelsin, if any of you want to come along with me, I'm sure that we can treat this as a normal operation in terms of share-outs and so forth. Once I'm finished with the cat, those of you who so desire may want to take it over for yourselves. Run it any way you like. Sell it if you want. It's up to you. At any rate, you'll all be free to do as you wish, once I've accomplished my mission on Shah's world, or done my best to, at least. Yelsin had been looking at him, but now she turned away, shaking her head. Wubslin was looking at the deck. Avijah and Duralo stared at each other. The drone was silent. Now, Horza said, rising stiffly. Yelsin and Duralo, if you wouldn't mind seeing to Ms. Belveda. With a show of some reluctance, Yelsin sighed and got up. Duralo started to undo some of the restraining straps around the culture agent's body, and do be very careful with her, Horza continued. Keep one person well away from her with a gun pointed in her direction the whole time, while the other does the work. Yelsin muttered something under her breath, and leaned to pick up the stun gun from the table. Horza turned to Avijah. I think somebody should tell Nysin about all the excitement he's missed, don't you? Avijah hesitated, then nodded.
Yes, Craig.
He stopped, spluttered, then said no more. He got up from his seat and went quickly down the corridor toward the cabins. I think I'll open up the forward compartments and have a look at the laser, Craiglin, if that's all right with you, Wubslin said. Oh, I mean, Horza. The engineer stood, frowning and scratching his head. Horza nodded. Wubslin found a clean, undamaged beaker and took a cold drink from the dispenser, then went down the corridor through the accommodation section. Duralo and Yelsin had freed Belveda. The tall, pale-skinned culture woman stretched, closing her eyes and arching her neck. She ran a hand through her short red hair. Duralo watched warily. Yelsin held the stun gun. Belveda flexed her shoulders, then indicated she was ready. Right, Yelsin said, waving Belveda forward with the gun. We'll do this in my cabin. Horza stood up to let the three women by. As Belveda passed, her long, easy stride unencumbered by the light suit, he said, How did you get off the hand of God, Belveda? She stopped and said, I killed the guard, then sat and waited, Horza. The GCU managed to take the cruiser intact. Eventually, some nice soldier drones came and rescued me. She shrugged. Unarmed? You killed an Adiran in full battle armor and toting a laser, Horza said skeptically. Belveda shrugged again. Horza, I didn't say it was easy. What about Zoralundra? Horza asked through a grin. Your old Adiran friend must have escaped. A few of them did. At any rate, he wasn't among the dead or captured. Horza nodded and waved her by. Followed by Yelsin and Duralo, Peristek Belveda went down the corridor to Yalson's cabin. Horza looked at the drone sitting on the table. Think you can make yourself useful, machine? I suppose, as you obviously intend to keep us all here and take us to this unattractive-sounding rock ball on the edge of nowhere, I might as well do what I can to make the journey as safe as possible. I'll help with the vessel's maintenance, if you like. I would prefer, though, if you call me by my name, and not just by that word you managed to make sound like an expletive, machine. I am called Unahar Klosp. Is it asking too much for you to address me as such?
Why, certainly not, Unahar Klosp, Horza said, trying to look and sound sufficiently bogus in his abjection. I shall most assuredly ensure that I call you that in future.
It might, the drone said, rising from the table to the level of Horza's eyes, seem amusing to you, but it matters to me. I am not just a computer, I am a drone. I am conscious, and I have an individual identity. Therefore, I have a name.
I told you I'd use it, Horza said.
Thank you. I shall go and see if your engineer needs any help inspecting the laser housing.
It floated to the door. Hawser watched it go.